about time someone called and told us what the hell we're talking about. We're kind of struggling here. Oh, man, we were talking earlier about pranks you've played on your coworkers.
Yes.
It's not really a prank. It was more a solution. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
We have there's the smoker's board here at the radio station. It's this little piece of wood that's been here for years. At least it's been here since before I got here. I've been here about 2 years now. Mm-hmm. And they use it to prop open the door and go out and smoke, as opposed to taking their keys with them, you know. And, well, when it gets to be extreme temperatures, either real hot or real cold, well, that becomes real annoying. So we hit the board yesterday. Not me specifically, but I encouraged it for sure. And I applauded that move. And it's already caused mass confusion from the smokers who use the smoker's board.
Yeah.
Where is it? Where? I don't see. So, hooray for that. And it got us talking about about coworker pranks. And I guess we have a couple people who wanted to talk just about pranks in general. Go ahead.
Back in high school, me and the principal didn't quite see eye to eye. So me and the rest of the guys on the football team would, about every day for, I don't know, about 4 months, would go out in the parking lot and turn her car sideways between trucks. So there was no physically possible way of her getting it out.
How would you be able to move the car? How many people?
About four of us.
You just picked it up and moved it?
Yeah.
It was the football team.
She drove like a Mazda Miata or something like that. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I guess I've never tried lifting a car with that group of other guys.
Yeah, we did one. I haven't lived. A Nissan Sentra. It only took two of us to get it sideways.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Appreciate that. Thanks for the call. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
And two of my friends. And we kind of had a fetish of putting bubble bath in fountains. It's not really original, but it was fun.
Right, yeah.
And so we went to I'm not going to say what library because I don't know if they, you know, have cameras or whatever.
And
then they
could
go back
you.
And figure out who it was. But there's this fountain in front of it, and it's more just kind of like running water. And so we each had like a gallon of bubble bath, maybe like a half a gallon of bubble bath, and we each dumped it in there and then just left. But the next day, well, one of my friends has a friend who works at a building right next to the library.
Yeah.
And she called him at like 9 o'clock in the morning and was like, "Did you do it?" And he was like, "What are you talking about?" She's like, "The fountain." He's like, "What?" And she's like, "There was like an 8-foot wall of bubbles that formed out of this fountain and was like up in the tree and like an 8-foot tall wall of bubble bath.
Wow,
that
nicely
had formed
done.
From the fountain. And we were pretty disappointed though because we weren't even in the paper or anything.